It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Consumers and policymakers want to reduce the carbon footprint of food, which not only includes agriculture, but also aquaculture. Manolin makes a software for fish farmers, and CEO Tony Chen says regenerative aquaculture has been a hot topic.
Regenerative in many different sense. So one is regenerating, you know, the ocean ecosystems and helping those rebound and respond to historical levels. I think another perspective to look at is just from a food production standpoint. I mean, one of the things the salmon companies like to advertise is their carbon footprint compared to something like cattle or pork when you add everything together. So there's different lenses.
Chen said carbon footprint is one metric, but the term regenerative is still a little murky.
We need to define what regenerative looks like. And agriculture, I think, has set a great precedent as, are we looking for improvements being made to farming practices, cover crops, regenerative agriculture? Are we looking to it to get back to, you know, the wild west of kind of ecosystems?
As both agriculture and aquaculture look to figure this all out, they can learn from each other for the benefit of our food and our environment.
We actually look towards agriculture as a big kind of, you know, inspiration as to how this can progress. But I will say the interest has been at an all-time high as far as what needs to be done in the ocean.
I'm Tim Hammerich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.